Hi, I'm Father Roderick, and I'm that Star Wars priest. And today I want to talk about amazing news coming from the red carpet premiere of Solo, A Star Wars Story. Director Jon Favreau has finally revealed what the new television series will be about. It will tell Star Wars stories 3 years after the Battle of Endor. So it will take place between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. And that is a superb decision. So great news coming from the red carpet premiere of Solo, A Star Wars Story. Director Jon Favreau is developing this Star Wars TV series for Disney. And Disney wants to use that, of course, to sell their service, just as Star Trek Discovery was selling CBS subscriptions to their online video on demand platform. But what nobody knew was, what is this television series going to be about? There were already very advanced plans when George Lucas was still at the helm of the Star Wars empire for a live-action TV series. That TV series was going to take place in kind of the underbelly of Coruscant. So it would talk about the Star Wars underworld. And there were some very, very good writers attached to that project. Ronald D. Moore, I think, was one of the writers. And a lot of the episodes had already been not only written, but also pre-produced. So there was a major investment done. And then with the sale of Star Wars to Disney, everything changed, and Disney halted all the existing projects, or most of the existing projects. Then they decided to declare the expanded universe that was filling in the stories after Return of the Jedi with novels and games and multimedia things. They decided to relegate that to the realm of mythology. They basically wanted to create a new blank canvas for the people that they would hire to fill in. So what nobody knew was, are they going to use that original plan for the TV series, or are they going to develop something new? Well, Disney hasn't been afraid to throw other ideas that George Lucas had into the dustbin. If it had been up to George Lucas, I think The Last Jedi would have been a totally different story. So Disney is not afraid to change things and to try out new directions for the Star Wars saga. But with this TV series, of course, they want to play it safe. They want to bring something that will please Star Wars fans, because otherwise, if they are trying to be too revolutionary, or if they would venture into a time frame that the existing fans are not familiar with, they would risk too much. They want it, I think, this to be a surefire hit. And so the announcement that this TV series would start 3 years after the Battle of Endor, I think, reassured all the fans immediately, because this will enable Jon Favreau to tell the stories that we all want to hear. We only have the expanded universe, and then we have The Force Awakens. So we don't really know what happened after the Battle of Endor. Not anymore. And so it's only logical that is the point of departure. What I think is also a massive opportunity is that they can use both the interest for the existing trilogy, you know, what happened after the Battle of Endor, how did the galaxy reestablish itself after the demise of the Emperor, etc. The curiosity about certain plot points in The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. I mean, think of a guy like Snoke. Is he a guy? Well, the bad guy. He is, like, not explained to us at all. He's just there as a given. We don't get any backstory. He's just this evil, creepy-looking dude. And then he all of a sudden dies. Don't think I'm spoiling anything anymore. So there is way too little backstory for him to be a believable Star Wars villain. I think this Star Wars TV series could totally change that and give Snoke, after all, Snoke is a CGI character, and Jon Favreau is really good with directing CGI actors. Think of Jungle Book. So this could be their way of filling in the blanks of not only the emergence of the New Order, but also the Resistance. Can tell backstories of Snoke, of other characters that we may see just briefly in The Last Jedi. There are so many opportunities for them to tell stories for years and years to come, because of course there's a massive time gap. It's like, what, 25 years between the Battle of Endor and the beginning of The Force Awakens. So they could even, now that I think of it, tell the story of Rey when she was still a child. Remember, that's still a mystery. Where does she come from? What truly happened? Does what Kylo Ren tells her, that her parents were just, you know, scrap sellers and poor people, is that the truth? Or will this series, for instance, show us a different backstory for Rey? There are so many opportunities for them. And Jon Favreau also said a little bit more. I've got an article here in front of me and gave us some really interesting characters. This will take place in the same time frame as this new animated series that Dave Filoni is working on. And that series is called Star Wars Resistance, and it's also going to go beyond the Battle of Endor. So very interesting to see that for the first time the story moves forward, and we finally get some more information about what happened between those two trilogies. And also will give them the opportunity to reuse some of the more successful elements of the Expanded Universe. Now, I've read a lot of the Expanded Universe novels, and I loved it. There was nothing else. So, you know, any Star Wars I could get. But as almost any fan of the Expanded Universe will tell you, some books were really great, some stories were awesome, and some were really not. And some plot points were stupid, and you wish they'd never gone in certain directions. And so I think this will help them to do, for instance, what they did with Rebels, where they took some elements of characters that were introduced by Timothy Zahn, like Thrawn, and they reintegrated Thrawn into the newly established canon. And they can do that with more stuff from the novels. But it will also avoid a lot of the legal hassle of, you know, having to renegotiate perhaps with all these novel writers about certain ideas and what to recycle and whatnot. I think they can basically go wherever they want, and you want to have a lot of creative freedom for a TV series like that. So according to Jon Favreau, the stories are – well, actually, this is a conclusion based on what Jon Favreau said. They are completely abandoning George Lucas's ideas of this underground setting of Coruscant. And you know what? I think actually in those days when George Lucas was working on that, going dark, you know, and being more somber and perhaps a bit more realistic, etc., in tone – was all the vogue, and we've seen tons of television series do that. But I think that Star Wars is the big, especially the new movies, show that we're past that dark time. We live in a very dark world right now, so what we need is escapism. We want to have happy stories, stories that give us hope. And so I'm not surprised that they have abandoned those ideas from George Lucas. Doesn't mean that they can't reuse some of the pre-production artwork that was developed for that series. They'd be stupid not to do that. Favreau also has hinted that he will use the same CGI techniques that he has used in movies like Jungle Book. So he will be able to use a lot of CGI characters. And Jungle Book has shown that he is a master in doing that. One of the major problems that people had with Jar Jar Binks was that Jar Jar Binks was a CGI experiment that came like 10 years or 15 years too early. And Jar Jar keeps looking fake and doesn't really work. And the chemistry is not there either. Now, with our modern day CGI technology, but also with the expertise of Jon Favreau, I think he can make it work. And that will also enable them to save a ton of money, because the more CGI you use, the less you have to build, the less costumes you have to design, etc. So it will enable them to tell much more ambitious stories visually than was possible when they were developing the live action series under George Lucas back then. So is there anything else that he said about his upcoming live series? No, well, let's talk a little bit about what would you like to see. Do they need to bring back characters from the original trilogy? I don't know how they can do that, because all the actors that played in that original trilogy are now a lot older or not even there anymore. And recasting popular characters is very, very dangerous. I mean, in the case of Solo, they go back in time, so it's a younger version of the actor. But recasting like an older version of it, this is only 3 years after Return of the Jedi. I think what they want to do is to move away from the Skywalker story. And they may actually develop stories that take place in similar environments. I mean, they can go back to Hoth and Tatooine, and I totally expect them to do that. They could also – oh, now that I think of it, you know what they could do? They could bring back Boba Fett. We all know that – and I think it's still canon, right, that Boba Fett survived Return of the Jedi. And Boba Fett is a helmed character, and he's one of the most popular ones. And the standalone movie is not going to happen. At least I don't think so. But they could bring Boba Fett into this TV series. I think that that's something they should totally do. They can bring in Wookiees. They can bring Chewbacca back? Absolutely. Wookiees live hundreds of years, so they could totally bring Chewbacca back. Team him up with – oh, you know what? Huh. I love doing this because this is all speculation. They could totally use the fact that in The Force Awakens we discover that Han Solo has been away from home for a long time, and Leia and Han have been a little bit separated. They can use that to give perhaps Chewbacca a new storyline. You know, get Han out of the way, put him on an assignment somewhere, and then Chewbacca could be teaming up with another character, a new character. They should totally do that, especially because now they have a new actor who plays Chewbacca in all these new movies, and he does a terrific job. So they'd be stupid not to bring that character back. They can totally introduce Thrawn because we now know that he's part of the canon. He was huge in the expanded universe. So, yeah, Thrawn would be, I think, a very, very good idea. That would also immediately give you a new bad guy. Snoke, totally. I don't think they will hint much at the Jedi school that Luke Skywalker is setting up. I think that would be really problematic if they would show us that. Because one of the things of the new trilogy is that Luke is gone and nobody knows where he is. So it would be kind of weird to still – we may hear a little bit about Luke and Leia, but I don't think they will be part of the story itself. What else could they do? They could bring back I was thinking like a Yoda ghost. They could do that. Although, if Yoda appears to new characters, why don't we see, I don't know, Anakin Skywalker or Obi-Wan Kenobi reappear? What is going to be very cool visually in terms of special effects is that they can start to develop the look of – the familiar look of some of the ships that we know and start modifying them and kind of – moving them towards the look of the spaceships that we see in The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. They can do that. Will it have Jedi? That's going to be interesting. Because Luke is the last Jedi, right? So according to The Last Jedi movie, there haven't been any Jedi since The Return of the Jedi. So will we see lightsabers, for instance? And if we don't see lightsabers, will it still be Star Wars? Oh, those are really intriguing questions. Jon Favreau did reveal one last thing He said that the majority of the episodes, and I assume that they're referring to the first season, have already been written. And since this new Disney Channel is going to launch next year, they're probably going to start shooting very, very soon. So that's exciting. All right. Well, let me know what you think. What are your theories? Which stories do you want to see told in this television series? Are you going to subscribe to this Disney TV channel or not? Why not? Why would you? Which characters do you want to see in this TV series? Which recurring characters? Just let me know in the comments. And oh, one final question. Which elements of the expanded universe that has now been kind of more or less discarded, do you want them to reintegrate? Are there any particular books with storylines or characters that you thought they should bring back? I know one character who has to return. That's a trap! General Akbar! He can totally come back! Oh, that would be awesome. Because his demise in The Last Jedi was a little bit, too quickly. So, Akbar. Let me know your comments. In the meantime, check out tridio.com and also make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/tridiomedia, because that's where I'm publishing my Star Wars documentary, Galaxy of Friends. I've already published a couple of episodes. Every week in the month of May, there is going to be a new chapter. And then my supporters over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick will be able to download the full final edit of the entire documentary. So that's an exclusive for the patrons in as a thank you for their help. And if you want to help, patreon.com/FatherRoderick. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time, and may the Force be with you.